she was thinking about death, and she was crying and saying, God, please help my family.
The four-year journey from Homs to Budapest via Lebanon, Turkey, across the sea to Greece, through Macedonia and then Serbia. The Christian men taking up arms to defend their communities against Islamic State.
There is big problem. We are afraid because there is many want to control our land.
Also,
chewing gum, old ski poles.
And what's being done to avoid running into a polar bear on a dark night in the Arctic.
Even down to things like making sure that the streets are safe for children to walk to school on. So if you like, it's almost like an extreme lollipop man or lollipop lady.
Now, as we record this podcast, there have been more chaotic scenes in Hungary as the authorities try to contain hundreds of refugees and migrants attempting to reach Austria and Germany. Also, more people are thought to have died as they tried to reach Europe. They drowned off the coast of Libya. And EU member states have continued the debate over how it should resolve the crisis. But it's the individual stories of the people making these journeys that reveal the lengths they'll go to find sanctuary. Matthew Price is in the Hungarian capital, Budapest. He's been speaking to one woman outside the main railway station there. She fled with her engineer husband, two daughters of 14 and 18, and her 8-year-old son.
In Homs, the situation is too bad. No electricity, no water, no good circumstances to live in. We can't go out, we can't go to school. We went to Damascus first, before Lebanon, and then stayed there for 1 year and a half. And also, but the circumstances also became too bad. The salary cannot be enough to buy anything, to buy food, to buy clothes, anything. So we moved to Lebanon. We tried to go to school. But also in Lebanon, gradually the situation became too bad also. So we left Lebanon to Turkey. We tried to do something in Turkey, but the language is too difficult to learn. We don't have any job. And the people, and they hate Syrians.
How many places have you lived since you left your home in Homs?
Oh, too many. Can't be counted. In Damascus one, in Lebanon we stayed for 4 houses. Yeah, in Turkey 2 or 3 also. Just going from place to place to in order to have a good future for our kids.